The brain does not create consciousness. I'm going to say that again. The brain does not create consciousness. It downloads consciousness. Your consciousness is streaming from a higher source and coming in here. And your body, your avatar body, is designed to encapsulate a particular frequency of that source. So you have a radio station in your neighborhood that has multiple stations, but it's only one location. But it's sending out 99.1, 99.2, 99.3, 99.4. Those 0.1 dots, that's every single person that exists in the entire universe. Each one of us in the entire universe is a point dot whatever number. Coming from one source, slightly tuned different frequency. Your avatar body is designed to encapsulate a specific frequency. It picks it up, you animate the avatar body, and you inhabit it for a temporal amount of time. Temporal meaning time-based, what we consider to be time in the third dimension. It's temporary. Once the avatar body is depleted, it releases that universal consciousness, that energy, that spiritual energy back up into source. And based on what happens there, you come back again, or you can send to higher dimensions, as Thoth talks about in the Emerald Tablets. It's based on how many lessons you have learned in different lifetimes. How much have you acquired? How much knowledge and wisdom have you acquired? And how not only have you acquired it, but how have you executed that knowledge and that wisdom?